Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Welcome to Absolutely Intercultural, the podcast where we take a look at all things intercultural. In this show, we'll be hearing about a new online training for foreign interns. And if you decide this could be for you, then you have the chance to take part free of charge starting in April. And not only that, if you take part in the course, you could be in the running for a free trip to Brussels in September.
With the task, I confronted myself more with the topics and was helped me very much to do my internship.
More on that later in the show. My name's Anne Fox. And I wonder if you guessed correctly which of the stories we told you in the last show were true or not. Do you remember that we were asking students to imagine themselves in a future scenario where they take an internship abroad and some of them were true and some were not? This was a demonstration of that old adage, fake it till you make it, and we're hoping that the effort that Eunice and Philip put into their stories will lead them to put at least some parts of their stories into practice anyway. You can read their comments about their plans on our Absolutely Intercultural Facebook page. And it was through Facebook that I discovered that Professor Sugata Mitra has been awarded the TED Prize for 2013. TED is a growing bank of short talks by inspirational speakers, which are freely available on the internet. Every TED speaker is asked to describe their dream, and this year it is Sugata Mitra who gets to put his into practice. Mitra's research shows that we are all capable of learning wherever we are, and he wants to apply these findings to provide education in areas where it's poor or non-existent. And now, with the prize money, he has $1 million to start realizing his dream. Search for show number 72 on our website, www.absolutely-intercultural.com, to find out more. So we're in the middle of a financial crisis. There's high graduate unemployment. So maybe it's a good idea for graduates of any discipline to find out more about how business works. They can do this through sponsored internships. But today we're going to hear about asking the interns to also follow a course during their internship to really get them noticing those entrepreneurial processes. And you could join them. The first pilot has just ended and we'll be hearing from two interns who took the course. And if you like what you hear and are planning to be an intern by April, then why not apply to join the second pilot? The application form is at www.uni-key.de, or you can contact me through our Facebook page or on our blog at www.absolutely-intercultural.com. So the project is called UniKey, where we invite foreign interns to go absolutely entrepreneurial. Let's hear first, though, from a couple of the project partners and their vision of the UniKey project before it started.
My name is Christina Langsdorf from Fulda University. I think the task of that project team is to point out that mobile students already face a lot of situations which require entrepreneurial skills, so that these students reflect easier on the idea, oh, I could become an entrepreneur.
UniKey is a truly European project with different universities, research organizations, associations, enterprises and chambers involved. The project purpose is very innovative. UniKey turns European placements into a learning environment for entrepreneurial skills. These skills are more than business skills of running an enterprise. Entrepreneurial skills are rather than an attitude and include a much wider set of skills to turn ideas into actions, such as creative thinking and intuition, strategic planning and risk management, awareness of ethical values, communication and presentation skills. UniKey turns students into latent entrepreneurs first. and explores new formats of attractive placements, especially in micro and young companies, which emphasize the direct contact to the owner. I'm looking forward to an exciting project and its main result, an entrepreneurial skill training situated to practical situations each student experiences before, during and after being abroad.
That was Professor Dr. Carsten Müller, who teaches business subjects at Fulda University. So now we know that the UniKey course is aimed at foreign interns who are based in small and medium-sized organisations and also social enterprises, and that the course is based on authentic entrepreneurial situations. Let's hear from Nina Reiss, a German doing an internship in France, about why she agreed to do an additional UniKey online course on top of her internship.
There was a choice between two programs, and they told me that it is a pilot project, and I agreed to take part because I'm always interested in new things, and I think it's nice to take part in something new, to be part of it.
Did the course provide you with some opportunities to find out more?
Yes, of course. I really felt supported by the task because I began to think in different ways about the management or the task in the company and the structures. So they helped me to understand in a different way or to see things in a different way.
Can you give me an example?
I think quite at the beginning there was the with the non-verbal gestures, the task with the non-verbal gestures, and to create a PowerPoint history, a photo history, and I began to see what are doing the French in their daily life. It's another thing what they are doing in a non-verbal and also verbal communication. And then I realized that there's really a different behavior. So I began to see it more actively.
And now we'll hear from the UniKey course director, who you will meet online if you decide to do the course.
Hello, my name is Colette Wanjogu-Dopna, originally from Kenya, but living in Germany for the last 10 years. I'm working for the Institute Inter Research here in Fulda. When I think of UniKey and the project, the idea behind it is to create entrepreneurship thinking, to create an awareness of how you can be more creative, more innovative, more flexible, think outside the box. It will give you the necessary skills that makes you think in a more new and innovative way to create more possibilities for the future.
And as if it wasn't enough to be doing a course on top of an internship, we added a slight gaming element in the form of extra challenges, which were not compulsory. But if you did do them, there was a chance of winning a trip to Brussels. I was able to catch up with two of the winners and ask them about their motivation. First, Nina Reiss, and then Torsten Scheithauer, who's doing his internship in Northern Ireland.
So what motivated you to do these extra things which were not part of the course, not necessary?
I think that the subjects of the extra challenges were very interesting. There were a little bit, in my opinion, practical for your daily life. So first of all, there was the thing with also the customs and holidays, so you were forced to learn more about your country and also to discover or to see what possibilities are in the host organization or area to find out. So there was one extra challenge about the company and also the representatives. Those are things you're not forced in your life. Maybe you would never think about it, but then you're forced to think about it, and it is an interesting area.
Congratulations on getting the prize.
Yes, it was very surprising for me because in the beginning I really wanted this, but I think the halftime or something like that, I didn't have the time, so I couldn't do the other tasks. So it was very a good surprise for me. I'm very happy about it. I'm very looking forward to it.
So what motivated you to do the extra challenges?
Yes, I think firstly, it was a flight to Brussels, so it was a very nice thing to get. Mm. And secondly, there were some questions which were quite good. So just to think about it, to go more into it, because I was interested, but I didn't have really the time to look more into it privately. And so I had more motivation to do it, for example, yes.
What was the most interesting thing that you did in the course, whether it was the extra challenges or some of the other tasks?
I think to deal with problems, to make methods to deal with problems, to think about more about it, because in research it's very important, the problem solving. So it was a very good task for me to have some kind of a mechanism to deal with it better. So this was very interesting for me.
Did you find that the course helped you to make connections with the people at your internship placement?
Yes, it was really good because in the office I'm working, there are, I think, 5 or 6 people, and most of them, they are from Ireland. So every time when there was a question about the country or the people here, I first asked the people in my office, and there was a talk, and other people included themselves in the talk, and it was very interesting. So I did just not read about the question. I always talked about it. So yes, there was a good chance to get involved with the people.
And what about your fellow course participants? Did you feel that you had a chance to find out about them at all?
When I first read the question or the task we had to do, the first thing I did was to read the answers from the other participants. So I get to know them by reading the answers. And yes, I think yes.
Mm-hmm. Is this the first time that you do an online course?
Yes, it is.
Oh, and did it turn out how you expected, or were there some differences?
I didn't expect that it was so much to do. It feels in the end that it was quite much to do because I was also very busy at work. Mm-hmm. But it was worth it to do all the tasks, as I said, because with the task, I confronted myself more with the topics, and was helped me very much to do my internship.
There are lots of other added touches to the UniKey course, and one of them is the opportunity to meet with a different entrepreneur or expert in each of the 7 modules and ask them questions. For example, in the 3rd module, which looks at ethical dilemmas, we meet Eleona Jen, who worked at Lufthansa Cargo.
So the first thing you would have to do when succeeding in an internship is to learn the company language. When I first started at Lufthansa Cargo, I was very surprised to learn that there are a lot of abbreviations in the air freight business, and I had to learn them when I started there. And by learning the company language, I don't even mean abbreviations or even the foreign language. I also mean learning the company structure, learning, getting to know people, learning the functions of the people, and even learning how to use IT systems that the company uses. The second thing that was very important for the international interns was being positive. Even from the beginning, when you're doing your telephone interview, and then going on when you start your internship abroad, you would have to ask a lot of questions, be curious, be open-minded, and bring in new ideas. And very important in this context was also not being too stuck up to do simple things, because there will always be a balance between challenging tasks and simple tasks that you will have to do. And the third thing that I find very important is working closely with your supervisor, because he or she will be the one that has taken responsibility for you and the one who has taken responsibility for your mistakes that you will make during your internship. And it is very important to, because he or she will be the person you will go to when you have problems during your internship. And he or she will be the one who will write your certificate at the end of the day.
So, going back to our two prize winners, what did Nina appreciate about the course?
There's one thing I would like to mention. I think it's very interesting to meet other students or young people in the course, because it is just virtual, but you meet the people, and a lot of them, I think they are German, but they're in different parts of Europe, and also there are other students from other countries. So I think it's very interesting to meet those people and to see, this one, she's also in Paris, so it's also France, and you can send a message. Do you make also the same experience, and what do you think about it? I think there was also to see the ways how the others are solving the problems, for example, in the task.
Would you recommend it, for example?
Yes, I really would recommend it, because as I said, first it was a little bit annoying to do the task, you have to do something, and I think all the students are some kind of, they want to reduce what they need to do, but every time when I started to do it, I didn't really want to do it, but then when I get involved in it, I was very excited, and afterwards I saw that there was really a good side. I really learned something, and I'm really thankful for this, and I think it helped me a lot to do my internship and to succeed it good. So yes, I'm very thankful for this.
All I'll say now then is see you in September in Brussels.
So if you want to join the next course starting at the end of March, then apply now. And full disclosure, I am a partner in the project, which is why I know so much about it. By the way, I just added a resource to the Absolutely Intercultural Amazon store. It's a sort of do-it-yourself multimedia course in intercultural competence called CommuniPass. And if you buy through our Amazon store, you don't pay any more, while we get a little bit of the price, which helps to pay our podcast costs. You will find links to our Amazon store on our blog at www.absolutely-intercultural.com and on our Facebook page. And if you know of any other item which we should add to the store, then do let us know. The next show will be coming to you from Germany on April the 5th with Laurent Borgmann. So until then, stay tuned.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.